Hello, and welcome to Children Rooted in Christ, a podcast for mothers dedicated to teaching our children more about their Savior. By listening to interviews with inspiring women, we will learn how to nurture a deep and rooted love of Christ in not only our hearts, but also the hearts of our children. I'm Alexis Twitchell, and thank you for joining me on this journey toward Christ. Listening to episode 10, Reliving Spiritual Experiences.
My name is Beth Martineau. I am a mother of three. My kids are age 7. He'll be 6 in a week. So 6, I guess. And 3. I am a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I feel incredibly blessed. My parents are converts, so I feel very lucky to be born in the church. I have been married for 16 years and I currently live in the Salt Lake area, but I'm originally from Las Vegas. I own a business called Salt and Heart, and what it is, it's stat prints. We take memories of your life, so newborn memories, mission memories, kid memories, wedding memories, really, and baptism memories, lots of different things, and we turn it into a work of art. Taking all of the stats from that memory and a beautiful picture, and we print it into an 11 by 14 or a 16 by 20. And it's just the most, I think, it's the most beautiful piece of art for your home. Instead of just having a picture and you're trying to remember all the memories, you can actually see the memories in your home. And it's a beautiful way to keep those memories alive. And it's also a great conversation starter. I have one in my home, obviously. And everyone that comes into my home looks at it, and then we talk about it, and then we talk about our families. It really is a great thing to put in your home.
Yes, your prints are so beautiful and a great way to remember the things that slip away so easily from our memory as moms.
And it started with, I was looking at pictures with my daughter, and she was asking me all these questions about when she was 2 years old, and I could not remember. And my mama heart broke. It was like, literally, I felt it go like, boom. And I thought there has to be a way. And I have chat books and all of this stuff. But you don't ever look at them. Like, really, that's horrible to say. But when do we as busy moms have a chance to look at them and remember all the things? And so this is something that can go on your wall and you see all the time. So that's how it started.
I love it. It's brilliant. So who is Christ to you, and how have you come to know that?
Christ to me is my best friend. And I'm trying not to get emotional. This is an emotional thing, right? Throughout my life, I didn't really have a strong relationship with Christ. And then it was through small quiet moments that I realized what a friend he was to me. He's more than my savior. I really feel like he is cheering me on and he is rooting for me to return back to live with him and our Heavenly Father. And to me, that is a best friend. A best friend is someone that holds your hand through hard times. A best friend is someone that is pushing you to do good and to be happy. And that's what he does for all of us.
Yes, he really does. He is our biggest cheerleader in life. So how do you connect with him every day?
My life is crazy, like every mom life, right? living in the car, carpool. So it's little, small, quiet moments. So I actually wake up really early in the morning. I wake up at 5:30 most of the time. And those quiet moments in the morning have strengthened my testimony, and it starts my day off in the right direction. I'm not saying read your scriptures at 5:30 in the morning, but it literally just sitting by myself. And that's when I hear him. And that's when I can connect with him. It's quiet moments throughout the day. Also in the car, most of us moms live in the car, right? I really try hard to have a quiet moment in the car, not listen to anything, and speak to him in the car. And those moments have been amazing. It really has been a testimony strengthener, just those quiet moments throughout the day. I connect with him remembering spiritual experiences that I've had, large and small, remembering those daily. I take myself back to those experiences And it just, I feel in my heart, I feel my testimony strengthening, because sometimes you have spiritual experiences, but you, if you don't remember them and go back to them, you will forget the feeling that you had when you had them. So I feel incredibly strong about just sitting in your quiet moment and thinking about that experience. And it, I, for me, it brings heaven closer for sure.
It certainly does. Would you mind sharing one of those experiences with us?
My biggest one that has brought Christ closer to me, and I know for a fact that he lives, and I know for a fact that we will live with him again, is when I was really close with Annie Schmidt. And if you don't know her story, Google it or check it out. She lived in Oregon at the time, and she went missing. And it was a big thing in Bountiful where I live, and because they're, everyone knows the Schmidts. I was really distraught about it, as everyone else was. And one day I was at the park with my, he was, I think my son was 2 at the time. And again, it was a quiet moment. It's so funny. It was a quiet moment. And I was just watching him play. And a stranger came up to me, and she was talking about Annie Schmidt, because again, it was so big and Bountiful at the time. And I had a vision. And my vision was, I saw, and this was before we knew Annie passed away, I saw Annie hugging the Savior. I didn't see the Savior's face, but I saw a white cloak, and I saw her hugging him. And I knew at that moment 3 things. I knew, number one, she passed away, she's gone. And we didn't find her yet. So I knew at that moment. Number 2, I knew that our Savior loves us, because his hug to her was so strong. And it was, oh my gosh, I felt the love, I felt his love. And number 3, I know that we will live with him again, and he lives. And it went in like this, and it went out. Like, it was so fast. And it was just in my mind. That moment has completely changed my life. I had a testimony of the Savior, but not like that. And it's hard to share sometimes, because it was such a spiritual experience. I mean, I knew I saw Christ. I saw Christ with my dear friend. But I feel the need to share that story, because I want people to feel what I felt at that moment, and to know that Christ lives, and to know that he loves us, and we will live with him again with our families. And then the funny thing is with that, at Annie's funeral, I went up to her mom, Michelle, who I love dearly, like I love. And I said, Michelle, I had the craziest vision when I saw Annie with our Savior. And she said, you know what? So it's so funny that many people have had that same vision. So it solidified to me that, number one, it wasn't a crazy fluke. It wasn't my mind doing that. It wasn't. I knew that it was a gift from Annie and from my Savior, but I do feel like she gave me a gift that changed my life for, really, not even my life, right? Changed my eternal perspective.
Those connections that we get with heaven are what help us in the here and now to gain stronger testimonies of him. Others get their testimony strengthened as well as we become vulnerable and share those experiences. I love that reassurance that you received. And along those same lines, how do you hear him?
It's small moments. My mind is so full, right? All of us. I am not an overthinker, but I have 100 tabs open all day long. So again, it's those quiet moments where I can not think and just be present. And so again, I try really hard to do that throughout the day, because if I don't, then I feel crazy and I feel the rush and I get a little stressed and I have to take myself back and be quiet and empty my brain so that the Spirit can speak to me, because the Spirit will not speak to me if my brain is on overload. And I think he wants us to be present with him, right? He wants us to speak to him. So you have to find those moments throughout the day. And again, for me, it's early in the morning, because I don't have time. I don't have any other time. And that's, I think that's the hard part, is finding the time, or in the car, right? Finding the time.
Yes, finding it or creating it. So how do you intentionally teach your children about Christ?
Very small moments, very small, mostly because they are very small. But no one wants to be lectured to, right? Or pushed upon. So again, all my things are really in the car. It's so funny because again, that's where we're quiet. I don't really, going back to that, I don't play music in the car. Or if it is, it's Disney music to have fun, because I believe in having fun. Or classical music, because I think it brings just a different feeling in the car, right? Or just quiet. So the other day, it was so funny. We were driving to school and it was really early. The sun was rising up and I was like, oh, kids, look at that. Like, and we live in Salt Lake where the mountains are the east and the sun is coming over. I was looking at the sunrise. I'm like, look how cool it is. That's so pretty. And they're like, oh yeah, that's so pretty. And I was like, you know what? That's what it's going to look like when Jesus comes again. Because it really is that's where he's coming. And we had a conversation about the second coming and it was very small. It was very short and it was light and fun. And now every morning, my cute little 3-year-old, he looks at the sun and he goes, oh mom, it's Jesus. And I'm like, yes, it is.
How sweet is that?
But now they'll remember that conversation because it was light and very small, right? Little tiny things with our little tiny kids. It all builds upon it. It's that line upon line thing.
Yes. And just making use of those natural learning moments. So are there any other intentional ways that you teach your children?
So the upstairs is like the kid area. I only have pictures of Christ up there. I think there's three or four. It's a lot. I want them to know his face. I want him to recognize his eyes. I want them to, when they're playing, see him there when they're playing. So little tiny things like that, of having art in your room and your home, that will help them recognize what the Savior looks like. That's important to me. Really, it's really just the small, light conversations that we have daily that really, I feel, make a huge difference in their relationship with Christ and teaching them about the Savior. We are actually trying to teach our children to pray personally. So we pray at night, we pray as a family, and then my husband says, okay, now go to your rooms and pray by yourselves. And my 5-year-old, who's so dang cute, I listen to his prayer and it's just the sweetest thing. So like starting when they're really young to have the habit of saying personal daily prayers will be easier when they're older. So that's a good thing. I did that same boy. I wouldn't give him a cupcake for breakfast one morning and I couldn't find him forever. And he was hiding behind all of his clothes, praying that I would give him a cupcake. And I was like, well, I'll get fine. Here's your cupcake. Because it was so cute. That. Isn't that funny?
I love it.
I know. That's how they can get to know him through personal daily prayer. And that can start now. That doesn't have to start when they're older or after baptism, right? I really, truly do feel that habits and their relationship with their family, with their friends, and with the Savior start when they're very young. It's not ever too late, but maybe it's from teaching teenagers for a really long time. I see that kids that have started habits, spiritual habits, teaching habits, any kind of habit, very young, it is obviously easier for them when life gets really hard in those teenage years. There's a huge difference right there. So teaching your children in a very young age, even when you feel like it's not getting through to their head, that habit will help them throughout their entire life. When they're young, they are more open to the Spirit. So that's when you should start teaching them. Again, even if you don't feel like they are listening, and on their level, right? Like, oh, look, there's Jesus coming over the mountain. Just something simple. With the Come Follow Me lessons, my husband, again, we love to be fun-loving, happy people. people. We're not, most of the time we're not very serious, or I'm trying to work on not being very serious. We act out a lot of the Book of Mormon stuff with our Legos. And so we have this whole thing and we bring the Legos out and teaching them on their level instead of just sitting them down and speaking to them, right? And getting, so we get on the floor and we play with them with their toys. That has been a huge fun thing for us, especially during this quarantine time.
That is a great idea, especially because play is where they do learn the most. How have you seen Christ in your three children?
I have seen Christ through my three children in the way that they treat each other. I am lucky, I think, that they love each other so much. They serve each other. Like yesterday, actually, my three-year-old wanted a car. And I said, oh, you can't take that car. And my five-year-old said, oh, I'll just go get him another one. So he went upstairs and he got him another one. And it's those small moments, right? That I saw service, which is an attribute of Christ in my child. I see it through those daily prayers at night. I see that relationship building and I see how much they love Christ in those prayers. I see Christ in just the way that they're little children. Christ loves our little children, and I see their huge spirits in these little tiny bodies. I feel the spirit in my home because of that. They do a good job of inviting the spirit into our home.
Yes. Oh, they really do. So I'm going to go off script a little bit, but in connecting your business of recording these special moments for your children, how do you record your own personal spiritual experiences that you have and are continuing to have?
You journal them, obviously. I actually talk about them with my children and my husband a lot. Again, it's that talking about them daily. I haven't really gone into it very deeply with my children, because they wouldn't understand it right now, but like I've said to my seven-year-old, do you know, like, I've seen Christ. I know he lives. And just that one little sentence. And then I talk about it with my husband a lot. So I've written it down, but I'm not in depth like I really need to. But I'm just so big on conversation and talking. Maybe it's because I like to talk. I don't know. And I like that relationship when you're talking.
Yeah, so just reliving it, right?
Yeah. I love to relive things. That's totally what it is. It's the memory. It's reliving the memory. And not just sitting down and reading it, but having that memory come alive again through conversation that's how I relive those. And that's how I keep those memories alive.
Yes. And that goes right along with your business. So what advice would you give to mothers who are also seeking to nurture a deeper love of Christ in their children?
Going back, my biggest advice is just small conversations, very small, just open and candid, I think is the right word. Just the speaking of, hey, I have a testimony of Jesus Christ, and that's it. Not really going on and on and on, because people, our attention spans are so short, especially with children, right? Tiny, small conversations that are on their level, very candid, very open, mother to child. I have seen a huge difference in not only teaching them about the gospel, but also my relationship with my children have strengthened because I am just speaking to them. Again, I keep going back to all these same things I keep talking about that really like have changed me is just quiet moments, as many quiet moments as you can with your children. I feel like when they're older, they will go back to those moments and say, I love being with my mom at that time. Our lives are so busy. They're a little bit less busy now, but they will get busy soon again. And that relationship communication will again diminish a little bit and we won't have time for that. So finding those times, creating those times where it's just quiet and just the two of you where you can talk to each other about the Savior and talk to each other about gospel principles and also other little things that will help them create a relationship with you.
Yes. Because although it might not feel like our work is doing very much, the little moments do add up and make that huge impact. Are there any other insights that you feel you want to share with us?
I think if you're looking for personal revelation. The prophet, I love that the prophet has pushed this so much. And I think it's so funny that he talked about that before all of us were shut down. Isn't that crazy? So if you're searching for something, personal revelation, find a quiet moment, even if you have to wake up at 5:30 and just meditate, or find quiet moments where you can either open your heart, speak to the Lord, or just to let him speak to you. It doesn't have to be a big moment. It doesn't have to be an hour and a half. It could be 5 minutes. But finding that time will allow that personal revelation to come into your life. I know that the gospel is true. I know, obviously, I know the Savior lives. I know that we will be with him again and live with him again. And I know that when we come to him, he will have his arms open and give us the biggest hug. And it will, we'll feel like we're at home. We know we will be at home. I know that we have a prophet on earth that guides us and directs us and wants the best for us. I am so grateful for him. I know that Heavenly Father loves us and that we are his children. I know that families are eternal and that we can live with him, them again. I am just so grateful for this gospel, and I'm so grateful for missionary work that has taught my parents so that I can be in, so that I can have the life that I live and the knowledge that I have.
Thank you for listening to Children Rooted in Christ. I hope that you felt uplifted and inspired by the messages shared. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would love for you to share it with others. Follow us on Instagram at Children Rooted in Christ. Subscribe or leave a review. Apply and follow what you have learned this week. Write down and act on the impressions you felt while listening. You are an amazing mother, and here's till next week.